stories. First up, we're going to have a member of the Nerdalogs troupe regale us with a tale of something. Kevin Reeder, please.
All right.
Please share something with us.
Thanks, everybody. Anyways, my name is Kevin, and my last name is Reeder. It's R-E-A-D-E-R, like the book. It's pretty obvious. And it offered, it's pretty easy to poke fun at, if you can imagine. And I got this one a lot. Hey, I bet you read a lot. Clever, original, thanks. Great. And I did as a kid. I really loved to read in a young age, between like 5 and 10. Berenstain Bears, I loved them so much. And everything was augmented for me. My passion was augmented by the extrinsic reward program here in the state of Illinois called the Book It Program. If anybody doesn't know what the Book It Program was, it was a program put out by Pizza Hut. And if you read a certain amount of books, you could redeem these coupons to go to Pizza Hut and get a personal pan pizza. So I was driven to read by pizza. Great. Definitely good for the health of the children. but I loved it. But eventually, the passion for reading kind of waned in me, and I was trying to figure out where that went. And I figured it out. It was probably somewhere around, and this is December, so this is pretty cool, around my Christmas. Right when I was 8 years old, I got a Nintendo, an NES, Nintendo Entertainment System. And I will tell you what, I got addicted to video games even as a young kid. So I stopped reading. I had a brief resurgence in junior high with the Chronicles of Narnia. Loved that book series really hard. I read it like 4 times back to back. And it wasn't again until college that I really would pick up a book again for good reasons. But I didn't like fiction. It just seemed too distant and not real enough for me. And so I was doing a lot of academic reading, but there wasn't enough passion there. So I turned to poetry, and I started reading in it, really, really liking it. And like anybody who reads a lot of poetry, they think it's a good idea to write poetry. So I wrote poetry. And I wrote a lot of poetry. And I didn't bring it along with me tonight, but I assure you, I wrote so much that I decided to publish a book of my own work. And some of it was pretty good, and some of it was not so great. But I was proud of it nonetheless, and that was really cool. You can go on Amazon.com and check it out. The thing that is scary about putting your own work out there is that you offer it up to the public. Anybody can read it then, which is both exciting and scary. And there's actually one reviewer that I have invited here today to share with you guys his review from Amazon.com. And here he is. I'll let him introduce himself and give you this actual review from Amazon.com.
Hello. My name is Kay Liston from New York, New York. And I submitted a review for this gentleman's book of poetry. The title is called The Spring That Was. And here's my feelings and thoughts on that collection. Bar none, the worst book of poetry I have ever read. There is nothing going on with this book. There is no style, nor ability. The book has nothing to offer anyone, save disappointment. Though the product description promises a lot, this book is void of even the slightest message or thought. I would classify this as bad children's literature if I were being kind. When I first opened the book, I had already read the back of the book and thought to myself, big talk. Let's see this kid back it up. My immediate skepticism was by no means unfounded. Within the first few minutes of reading it, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I had to actually call my wife to read along with me. The two of us were completely awestruck. by the utter lack of substance the book offered. I strongly urge anyone considering buying this book to first purchase a Tom Green movie, as you will find greater substance in one of those banal and thoughtless films than you could hope to glean from this tawdry, no style, no poetry book of poetry. Out.
So yeah, he flamed me pretty hard. I don't know if I deserve that much criticism, but I thought about it a long time when I first read the review, and I was like, how do I feel about this? Am I mad at this random person that I don't know who's from who claims he's from New York? And ultimately, I said no. I say thank you, Kay Liston. Thank you for taking a chance on a random poet that you had. I don't even know how you found this book. I have no idea. But thank you for taking the time out of your life to sit down and read it. And actually, thanks for the royalty check, because I went and bought a copy of the new Tetris for N64 with it. So thanks, guys.
I was hoping you were going to say you bought some Tom Green movies with that. Study up for your next book.